Welcome to the Think TLH podcast, brought to you by the Knight Creative Communities Institute. This is a show about innovators, creative thinkers, and individuals that are making transformative change here in Tallahassee, Florida. Welcome, Think TLH podcast listeners. Today we have with us Susie Bush-Transu. Susie is the founder and CEO of Hearth and Soul and vice president and co-owner of Triangle Sales. Today we are going to talk to Susie about her love of Tallahassee and what it's been like owning two businesses. Susie, thank you so much for being with us today.
Absolutely. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, your success has come from truly years of hard work and determination. I love that you worked as a hostess at a restaurant. You've also been on the marketing side with SeaWorld and, of course, worked with Anheuser-Busch. So tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I feel so blessed to have had the opportunity to work in very small, medium, large companies. But there's a common thread to all of that, and it's all about hospitality. I've always joked that beer people and animal people are the same. They're just good, wholesome, genuine people. And that's what I found in years of working, whether it be as a hostess at the Rose and Crown in Nantucket during a summer job, whether it be working in public relations and marketing with SeaWorld and Busch Gardens, or whether it be in the beer business, where I have an opportunity to work with incredible business owners of all sizes, whether it be, you know, an independent restaurant owner, bar owner, or a large manager at a huge grocery store like Publix. And it's about developing our team to focus on making friends and delivering excellence in customer service. And that's really been my focus. And now with Hearth and Soul, it's taking that love of hospitality and love of making friends to a unique concept in retail.
And tell us a little bit about that, because I do think that's one thing that makes Hearth and Soul really special, is that when you walk in, it's the feeling you get. So the hospitality ties in, but then it is the experience of all the salespeople in the store and how helpful they are, but without being in a scary, pushy way.
Well, thank you so much. And it's really about, again, making friends and enhancing people's lives. It's more about that than selling. And even when we choose our team members, it's about whether or not they like to care for people versus being strong salespeople. Because if we care for people and make their lives better, whether it be an experience they have at Hearth and Soul or connecting them with a product, that's what is going to help Hearth and Soul be successful in delivering on what we want to deliver on. So it's, again, it's a combination of hospitality, making friends, customer service, all in a home-like setting. And because we really want people to be comfortable. It's a frenetic world out there. And we're trying to help simplify people's lives, take a little bit of that plugged-in, frenetic energy, and unplug a little bit and have some time for yourself in a positive, warm environment.
And what first gave you the idea of opening a retail store and a unique retail store?
It's a really funny story. So I went to a birthday retreat with two of my very best friends. Again, friendship is a common theme here, that I went to Duke with. And one of them had been in retail for years. And they brought a life coach as a thank you to all of us. We all got to sit with Reverend Catherine is her name. She's a woman from New York that's just been a life coach for a number of people and helped open doors and just kind of, she's kind of enlightens you and gets you to think about things differently. So in talking about all of those things that I love, and we've talked about a lot of them already, friendship, hospitality, connecting people in the community, giving back to the community, hospitality, beer as a good part of a good life, you know, time with family and friends, my house as a gathering place. Beautiful things. When we talked about all that, she said, have you ever considered retail? You know, having a storefront where you can bring all those loves together in one place. And literally within 2 days, the concept of Hearth and Soul was born. And I talked to all of my friends, the women that were there, and I said, what feeds your soul? Right. What makes you happy? And it was the answer to those questions that ended up coming together 10 months later in Opening Hearth and Soul in Tallahassee.
I love it.
Yes.
I didn't know that story. That's
amazing.
Great.
And it just, one of those things where doors opened and people just shared so much positive energy about the idea. And here we are now in our fourth year. And the feedback has been amazing. And just the people that are drawn to the experience of Hearth and Soul, whether they be our friends, our customers, or our team members, it's been a very positive experience.
One, I love too that at Hearth and Soul, there's always something going on. You know, you have book clubs that meet there, you have fitness activities that take place. And then a big part of it since day one when you opened was also the charitable component.
Yes.
And how every month there is a different nonprofit that you're supporting.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
Tell us a little bit about that and some of the different organizations. Of course, one of those organizations was KCCI
yes.
in the beginning. And I do think it's just, it makes it really special because not only do the nonprofits that you support, you're helping raise awareness for those organizations, but they're also bringing in a lot of their contacts who
yes.
may have never been into the store before and walk in and are going, wow, this is right here in our own backyard. And we didn't even realize it.
Absolutely. And, you know, I learned growing up through Anheuser-Busch the importance of giving back to the community as a business person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got to go to the St. Louis Zoo, which is free of charge because of corporate sponsorships. That's one example where you could see that and how it benefited the community. So I grew up with that. So it's kind of part of who I am and what my husband and I believe in. We also feel that way through our Tri-Eagle sales community engagement.
Yes.
So then I thought to myself, okay, here we are. We have Hearth and Soul. And I looked at other retailers and what a lot of them do, which is fantastic, is they give auction donations and get involved in community events that way, which is fantastic. But we wanted to do something that was, multifaceted. So
yes.
This nonprofit partnership does three things. We sell a candle to benefit the cause. So that's one, fundraising. The second one is we host an event to thank their donors, their board members, whoever they choose, to come together to celebrate, to shine a light on what they do. And that's a great way for us to thank the cause and their followers. But it also, as you said, makes new friends for us because
yes.
it gets people to the store who might not have otherwise been to the store and gets them to buy the candle whose profits benefit the cause. So that's number two. And then number three, as you said, is generating awareness, whether it be through our social media challenge, our email friends, and that network that we have, because there are so many people doing such good work in this community. So if we have about 30 days to focus on what they do, we can do a pretty good job sharing that message with others.
And you do a great job.
Oh, thank
and
you.
I think it's also really nice that the store is not only tailored just towards women. It's a very comfortable place for men as well. You have things for pets. You know, there really is something for everyone in a family or if you're whoever you're buying for, graduates.
Yes.
And what makes it really special.
So those, you said, you know, the fitness partnerships and the artist partnerships, because why? Fitness and wellness feed the soul. Art feeds people's soul. Music feeds people's soul. Your animals feed your soul. So all of those things that we do are to that question about what feeds your soul. And then it's all laid out in a home-like setting. So the feedback we get from our friends is that I understand when I come in, oh gosh, there's a library with books because people love to read. There's a family room where you, if you're in love with interior design and you are working on your home, we can help you with that. Kitchen for those that love to cook. Dining for those that love to entertain. Women's and men's closets for those who just want to put on an outfit that gives them that confidence or that positive feeling, even if it's curled up on a couch and with a comfy, you know, pajama on.
Right.
Those are all different ways that we strive to make people happy and enhance their lives.
You've also hosted international fashion designer Daniel Wingate. You did a trunk show at Hearth and Soul. Tell us why you feel it's important to collaborate with other designers and bring them to the Tallahassee market.
Well, we are so fortunate to be able to discover creative talent, whether it be in the fashion world or the interior design world or the culinary world, the literature world, and to be able to bring those creators to our Tallahassee community so that our friends can learn from them, have a conversation with them. Whether or not they're buying their product or not, it's just an opportunity for inspiration. And so Daniel went to McClay School, was just wildly successful in the design world. And it's just so cool that he took the time to come in and interrelate with our customer base and the friends back in his hometown. So sometimes it's a local designer or creator that moves away and comes back. And sometimes it is somebody here who is local and is creating, whether it be an artist, whether it be Julie Guyot and her pottery, whether it be right. Lisa Phipps with Chic Verit. I mean, there are so many artists and creators here in Tallahassee, and oftentimes it's just connecting them with others and making introductions.
And it goes back to that whole core mission of a family. It's yes. like a big family.
Absolutely.
And now you've taken the concept into another state and another market. So tell yes. us a little bit about that. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes. So it was a dream from that birthday gathering mm-hmm. that, gosh, if we're able to actually create this new concept, we call it hospitality retail. And if it's well received in my home market, Tallahassee, then where would we potentially want to go? Where are other markets that this concept might be well received and needed? And it all, again, is based in relationships. So I had a handful of markets that economically I thought could support the concept, but then also, did I have relationships that were strong enough to connect me in the community quickly, like here in Tallahassee, where I could find the not-for-profits that you know, we could support, where I could find the fitness partners that could help us to find what product mix was most desired in that community, that we could have, you know, gatherings and people would come and see old friends, but meet new friends, you know, that kind of a thing. So Austin, Texas, I have two dear friends, one that I went to Duke with, that was my little sister. And then two is a woman, Lori, who actually runs the Anheuser-Busch and other specialty beverage distributorship there.
Oh, great.
So they have both been phenomenal in introducing people to me. I tested the concept with them with roundtables early on, about 2 years ago, actually. We started really getting specific about Austin. And then we actually opened November 15th, and it's going incredibly well.
And, of course, you're still continuing the presence in Tallahassee, but now yes. you have a presence in Austin as well.
I consider Tallahassee to be our anchor. You know, Tallahassee has to be strong and to be our anchor so that we can expand and thrive. And this is not something where we're going to be opening cookie cutters across the country quickly. This is a slow growth, and, you know, we really need to do it right and make sure that we are very engaged in community. And that's different than having a franchise that can pop up in multiple
Absolutely.
Locations.
And it ties back in with that soul of the community, too.
Yes.
You know, you're feeding the soul of the people who come in, but you're really making sure the stores are very networked and really connected into the communities they are, which makes it special.
Absolutely.
And, of course, you have an online component as well.
We do. So we have a website, and it has limited e-commerce, and we're working on that. But to be completely honest, that is a second priority to our in-store experience, because that's where we really, really need to connect and serve the people in the community that have chosen, because it's a choice, to come in and spend time with us.
Absolutely. I love that. What do you think it is about Tallahassee that supports innovation and creativity?
You know, I don't know if it comes from the university and the intellectual mindset that comes with being, you know, in an ever-learning environment. I'm not sure what it is, but people here really do look for new ideas, inspiration, and it probably does come from that culture at the university. We see it even in our beer world,
right.
in terms of people asking for new varieties and tasting, you know, new brands, you know, craft, micros, or extensions on the tried and true. So it's pretty cool when you see just this culture of wanting to try new things. Culture really of individualism in some ways. You know, people want to to try new things and to find something that fits them and their lifestyle. So for us, it's a great challenge to bring those products to the marketplace and to have a very interesting portfolio.
Now, tell us a little bit about why you picked Tallahassee to make your home. You, of course, you know, grew up in the Midwest. You went to Duke University. You also went to the Kellogg Business School.
In Chicago, which was a great couple of years.
Now, why Tallahassee?
So Tripp and I were both living in St. Louis, working for various aspects of Anheuser-Busch at that point in time. It was actually 23 years ago. And the wholesaler tier, which is what Tri-Eagle Sales is an Anheuser-Busch and other specialty beverage wholesaler, is the closest tier to the customer, the retailer. And my dad, who was the president and CEO of Anheuser-Busch at the time, looked at Tripp and I and the various aspects of what we were doing and thought, you know, it would be great to have them with their backgrounds at that tier of the industry. While it did cause us to have to leave St. Louis, we decided that that's an incredible opportunity. And then it became, well, what markets were available at the time? And I had been to Tallahassee, actually. I don't know if you knew Dean Mobley, Sybil Mobley, with the School of Business and Industry at FAMU, an incredible woman. She was on the Anheuser-Busch Board of Directors. And so I had actually come to do one of her days, the executive days, with her students. And so I had actually been to Tallahassee. It is state government, university town, economically stable. And to have the opportunity to really apply the principles that we had learned over the years and to engage in a community like Tallahassee. We are big outdoors people, to be close enough to the beach, but not on the beach. Tallahassee offers so many unique things that are truly beneficial for raising a family. So we felt very lucky to have Tallahassee as a choice at that time to enter the wholesaler world. And so we bought the business and then 6 years ago had the opportunity to expand and buy the Ocala distribution territory from Bernie Little Distributing. Mm-hmm. We've expanded the business. We have an amazing team and you know, love the beer business. It's a competitive business. It's about hospitality. And I look at it as a beverage of moderation in the whole, you know, field of alcohol, if you will. And that's important to me, responsibility. And so I'm really, really proud to be able to bring that refreshing beverage in many different varieties. Gosh, we have so many craft brands now, as well as incredible lagers that have been around for over 100 years. And just providing as much choice as we can to our retailers and our consumers in that field.
And what are some of the skill sets you gained being co-owner of Tri-Eagle? You know, how did that help you in starting your own, you know, independent retailer, like Hearth and Soul?
No, great question. A lot of what I believe makes a company successful has to do with its culture. I say culture trumps strategy every day. So we work really, really hard on building a culture, you know, a mission, vision, and values that guide our behavior. The satisfaction of our team members comes first, because if our team is not happy and thriving, they can't deliver excellence in customer service to our customers. And the same thing holds true. So I took that same making friends is our business philosophy from Tri-Eagle and apply that to the Hearth and Soul culture. And same thing about being very committed to giving back to the communities, engaging in the communities, connecting people. You know, one of the things that I love doing at Tri-Eagle is I'd meet with one organization who told me that they had this need, and then I'd meet with another one and they didn't know about each other. And then I, just because of those relationships, could connect. You know, I think those principles are two, as an example, that span both organizations.
And I mean, you really have done such a fabulous job. I think you're also such a mentor and motivator to young professionals. And, you know, that kind of goes back with your culture of building other people up and the family. Mm-hmm. And I remember having just moved back to Tallahassee and you won the Leadership Pacesetter Award for the Chamber of Commerce. Yes. And that was really the first time I ever got to know you, and just how you were so motivating to other young women who were just getting their feet started.
Well, thank you. It's an honor. There are so many incredible people in this community doing incredible things. So just to have an opportunity to interact with them, to learn from them, and then to give back where I can, it's an honor.
Well, and we're glad you've chosen to grow your business in Tallahassee, stay in Tallahassee, raise your families here. And you really are such a leader for on a lot of different fronts. You really are a leader on so many different fronts. And thank you.
Thank you.
The energy you bring to the table on any topic is always just so refreshing.
That is very kind. As I said, I feel very, very fortunate. And Tallahassee is an amazing place to raise a family, to have a business, to be involved. You know, we're just really, really lucky to be here.
And we keep hearing that from so many of our podcast guests, because many of them could, just like you, live anywhere they wanted in the United States or all over the world, but they choose to come to Tallahassee and stay here because of that spirit of support and the connectiveness, and then also the quality of life.
Oh, the quality of life is phenomenal. Whether, you know, you're a hunter or a beach enthusiast and a sports enthusiast, there are so many different things to do. And I really feel like people who live here and take a risk, because they often don't know what the community is going to bring. Maybe a spouse comes for one reason and then the other one comes along. And more often than not, I always hear positive stories about that, which is awesome.
Now, if someone wants to get more information about Hearth and Soul or Triangle Sales, where should they go?
Okay, so Triangle Sales has a website, trianglesales.com, and it actually has a product finder. So if you have a brand that you love, you can actually go on the website and search where you will find it in the community, which is kind of cool.
How fun.
Yeah. And then, of course, any wonderful bar, restaurant, grocery store, convenience store, you can find a wide variety of our products. But the finder is a cool kind of technological way to search. And then for Hearth and Soul, Hearth, H-E-A-R-T-H, and Soul, S-O-U-L.com, is the website. And we're at 1410 Market Street here in Tallahassee, right next to Chicken Salad Chick. And then in Austin, Texas, we're at 2727 Exposition Boulevard. If you're visiting Austin, it's in a neighborhood called Tarrytown. So please come and see us. We would love to either reconnect or meet a new friend.
Well, Susie, thank you so much for being here today and for being the just ray of light and inspiration that you are. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. And likewise to you.
Thanks, Susie. Thank you for listening to the Think TLH podcast from the Knight Creative Communities Institute. If you want to learn more or hear other episodes, go to kccitallahassee.com/thinktlh. Please also subscribe to the show through Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast. While you're there, give us a review. And for more updates, follow us at KCCI Tallahassee on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Check back every Thursday for another episode of Think TLH. Our show is produced and edited by Allison Levitt, and I'm Betsy Couch, and you've been listening to the Think TLH podcast from the Knight Creative Communities Institute.